Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody for participating with us in this Feast of Unleavened Bread week. First and foremost, we want to thank everybody that kept the peace with us as well. And we also want to thank our Father for giving us a mind to participate in those things. We are at this point approaching the last night. Tonight in some parts of the world has achieved. Tonight, as the sun went down, we are in the last night of the week of unleavened bread. So in Jesus' name, my brothers and sisters, God bless you. We really hope and pray that everyone had a beautiful, beautiful week of unleavened bread. So as we pray, we just want to show what the last night really means, why it's for 7 days. So if we can stand and face Jerusalem. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy on sin, forceful, physical, spiritual, Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers, and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. Let your light and blessings because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform. And in Jesus' name, we pray for your mercy to endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to start this in Leviticus chapter. I was going to say Ecclesiasticus. I'm telling you, people, I'm running on a quarter of, fuel here. Give me a minute. I'm going to be revitalized in a moment. But Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1, Leviticus 23:1. When you receive it, read.
Leviticus 23:1 reads, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying to them concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, when ye shall proclaim in their seasons. Which ye shall proclaim in their seasons, forgive me, verse 5. And the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. And the first day ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. And in the seventh day is a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Okay, so now he said that 7 days you're going to eat unleavened bread. Why 7 days? Because this represents, here, let's first go into 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6. 5 and 6. When you receive a read.
1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6 reads, Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Yet
now he said, let's keep the leavening with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
That's right.
And we found out that leavening is sin. So throughout time, brothers and sisters, in every generation, someone had kept the commandments of God. In every generation. He said for 7 days, right? Well, let's go to Genesis. We're not going to walk all 7 days with everyone that's in each and every generation. But just to start here in Genesis chapter 4. No, Genesis chapter 5. And let's see, Genesis 5 and 21, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 5 and 21 reads, And Enoch lived 605 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and was... And he was not, for God took him.
So now we see here that Enoch walked with God. So this is the first day. We're in the first day of the creation at this point. Enoch, God, and then God took him. You see, so from here, every man walked with God for 7 days. Now, what do you mean? Go to Psalms chapter 92. Please forgive me. Psalms chapter 92 and wait a minute. Psalms 90 and verse 4. Forgive me. Psalms 90 and 4. And when you receive it, read.
Psalms 90 and 4 reads, For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past.
So 1,000 years is as to that sight as but yesterday. So he's talking about God. In the eyes of God, 1,000 years is 1 day. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, when you receive a read.
2 Peter 3 and 8?
Yes, ma'am.
2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 reads, But beloved, Be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
There it is. So one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So this is that thing. So a day with God is 1,000 years. So for since man been on the planet, there's been brothers and sisters that has actually abstained from sin and wickedness.
Amen.
And they kept an unleavened life. So this is actually a memorial unto them. And that God was with them throughout all this time. And so here, let's go and look at it from this perspective. Let's look at it from Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1. Hebrews 4 and 1.
Amen.
When you receive a reading.
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1 reads, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
See, this is the thing. Now we're trying to get to the seventh day. This is the day of rest that he's speaking of, that we should get to, but we have to get through it through abstaining from sin and wickedness and keeping our sins at a minimum. Continue.
Verse 3, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they too whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limits a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he had not afterward have spoken of another day.
See, that's the whole thing. We're trying to get to the last day of the feast of unleavened bread, which is tonight, the seventh day. Continue.
You only did it for 15 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, apparently God got it set up. Oh man. Okay. So continue.
Okay. Amen. Hebrews 4 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he has his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
There it is. Lest we should fall after the same example of unbelief. So with that being said, this is the whole point of even keeping the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that we can get into this day of rest, the last day that he promised those that are servants of God. In Jesus' name. So with that being said, we thank everybody for their time. We thank everybody for participating in the Feast Week with us. And we thank everybody for taking part in that believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.